2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Beloved, I'd like to look at the subject of being fully engaged. This is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. I'm thrilled and I'm inspired by this passage of Scripture as we consider the love of Christ, which has constrained us. It has put its grip upon us, that we must realize this, that if Christ was willing to die for all, as it says, that all who believe should not perish, but have everlasting life, and in that he died for all, then were all dead. This was the state of the world prior to Christ, prior to the coming of the Savior. There was no hope for this world. All were dead. And that he died for all, that they which live, us, beloved, those that are born again, shall not henceforth live unto themselves. And so this is the challenge for us today, as I want to look at the subject this week of being fully engaged. The challenge for today is, are we living for ourselves? And it says here in Scripture, in 2 Corinthians, in clear black and white, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. Him which died for them is Christ. So it says the Christian, the saint, should no longer live for themselves, but for Christ. Wherefore, we no longer know no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Beloved, there isn't a sense, there isn't an option here of being in Christ and still continuing to be the old man, still continuing to know things after the flesh, still continuing to pursue after the flesh. It says here, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Why is he a new creature? Because we henceforth do not live unto ourselves, but unto Christ. And see, the mandate, the constraint of Christ, the love of Christ constraineth us. And that love is a love that says, no longer will I live unto myself, but as Christ would have us live, for others. Okay? And so it says, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. This is a thrill. This should be a thrill to us. This emphasizes the certainty. You know, I had a dear brother that shared a meditation many years ago, and the title of it was The Possibility of Change. And the encouragement in that meditation was that through Christ there was a possibility of change. But, beloved, if we read this scripture here, this is a certainty, okay? This implies here that there is a certainty of change. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. New meaning different. He is not minded the way he used to be. So I want to encourage us as we consider this, that we be a fully engaged people, a people that are ready to serve the needs of Christ around the world. So I want to look at some other scriptures, mostly from 2 Corinthians, but of being fully engaged. What use am I as a Christian? Well, the first thing is if we want to be useful in our Christian life, we must henceforth not live unto ourselves, but unto him which died for us. Now, I want you to also notice this in this passage. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So, beloved, we are not reconciled for no reason. We are reconciled in order to become reconcilers, the ministry of reconciliation. And let us not forget that our whole purpose, our whole ministry is one of reconciliation, to bring the needful, the one who is in need, to Christ, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespass unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. There it is again. He has committed unto us to share this good news of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. So, beloved, that's our challenge, and our position is we are certainly conformed into a new man, made into a new man. We are certainly ambassadors, and we are certainly ministers of reconciliation. So what a blessing. And so let us continue as we go through our daily inspirations to be inspired to be fully engaged. God bless you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life. And if anyone would like to give a response to any of the encouragements through the week, use mailbox 99.